Oh, Einstein, there's some mass here. Griggs gave a low, soft whistle. Vrix knew full well that she was trying to play it cool, but the flash of surprise and borderline fear over her features when his member was revealed told him everything he needed to know about how their bonding was going to go, at least where biology was concerned. Vaunt and Isla weren't exactly prone to spilling the nitty-gritty on their mating, or lovemaking, or whatever they wanted to call it. And Vrix wasn't the sort to pry. Into that, anyway. The thought of whether things would fit the way he expected had certainly crossed his mind more than he'd like to admit. The way Griggs moved during training. How he found himself both beneath and atop her curvaceous, shockingly strong frame. The way her intoxicating scent hit his nose every time they got close, especially when they were sparring. Something about the excitement and exertion of it brought out something special in her, and he knew it'd be much the same if they ever shared a bed, as they did now. She hadn't quite exerted herself yet, but she would. That much was certain. No rush, he mused. She'd be astride him like some beast before long, and would no doubt make exactly that comparison, whether out loud or in her mind. It's not as if he wouldn't be an apt metaphor, considering their massive differences. Still, it seemed as though they were utterly made for each other, despite those dissimilarities, both physical and cultural. Griggs was every bit the outsider, even in her own skin. Vrix shook his head hard, trying to disengage the musing haze that had come over him. Something about the agonizingly slow tease she was inflicting upon him was giving him the urge, and the time, to reflect on the incredible woman who now lay between his legs, her fingertips dancing feather-light along his length. The aching pulse she earned in response was almost enough to make him wince. The flared tip and base bulb both swelling in preparation for what was to come. When she leaned over, somewhat uneasily, her mouth opening to take him in, he couldn't stop his hand from reaching out to stop her.
Cecily, I can't wait any longer. I want that so, so badly. But I need you. I need to be inside you, to have you atop me, to watch you.
While she didn't seem relieved, she was eager to move on to the main event, as she doubtlessly would have called it. With a single swift motion, she peeled off the already revealing top, bringing into view the full glory of her full, firm breasts. The sight alone drew a groan from Vrix, and when Griggs reached down to tear the rest of her outfit away with alarming ease, he pulled her up instantly to sit astride the slick length. A soft moan passed her lips as she leaned over, placing a hand at either side of Rix's shoulders, sliding her soaked slit along the length of his cock, little gasps escaping every time she passed over the bulb and head. If not for his excellent restraint, the sensation would have been enough to make Vrix simply pick her up at the waist and impale her on the massive member in desperation. But he'd resolved to let her take it at her own pace, no matter how excruciatingly slow that might be for him. Some of the conflict in her face had nothing to do with their current situation, but probably more something in her past. She had to be in control to protect herself, and though the alpha warrior part of himself wanted to roll her under him and exert dominance, he couldn't risk scaring her. Even though stopping himself from grabbing her hips and fucking her into submission took a few years off his life. He didn't have to wait long, however, for her to straighten up and grasp the base of his cock firmly. The pressure at the bulb had him shifting and panting already, and as she rose up to her knees to place the head at her opening, his eyes shut and fixed firmly to the point of their joining. The sight of how unbelievably tight she was, how she stretched to take him in bit by bit. It was nothing short of paradise. Her heat enveloped him slowly, her slick folds parting with no small amount of reluctance. She fit over him like some heavenly vice, and every shifting of her beautiful form atop him seemed to ease his length in deeper, inexorably drawn up into her. Griggs's head flung back as her hips rocked, and she groaned in a guttural, primal sound that set his scales rattling. even if he'd wanted to pull out. He doubted he could have. And Griggs certainly didn't seem ready to stop.